Under a 5-point crown, bold lettering reads, Hallmark Media. Hallmark Media presents. In an animation, a door opens on a teacup ride. Against a blue sky backdrop, a roller coaster rides around a curve in a tiara-shaped track. Nicole Sakura. A bird flaps its wings as it flies over ice cream-shaped trees. William Mosley. Title. Royal-ish. In association with Lighthouse Pictures and Treehouse Media, on the manicured grounds of a palace, a bearded man and a brown-haired man practice fencing. Francesca Europa.
Abdication?
You seem surprised.
As head of your security, I think you would have known. Did Her Majesty say when she'd make a decision?
No. Though I imagine next year's Golden Jubilee is when she would make the announcement.
If she chooses to abdicate.
As for when she will decide,
she plans to wait until the Order of the Lily is over.
That's in a month. What could she possibly learn between now and then?
Whether or not I'm ready to be king.
Are you?
The bearded man lunges at the brown-haired man. Costume designer, Maeve Patterson. The two men shake hands and hug. Elsewhere, at a theme park. Production designer, Eleanor Wood. Director of photography, Kieran Tanham ISC. A woman with long brown hair wears a pink princess costume.
That was a great show. Yes. Hello.
Hey, Rumi, I picked up an extra shift at the diner tonight. I should be home by 7.
I'll save you some lasagna.
You're the best.
Hey, great show.
In a dressing room, a woman dressed as Little Bo Peep sits down. The brown-haired woman wears her regular clothes.
Ava, who's the new Little Bo Peep?
Oh, name's Kira something? I heard that she was talking with Mr. Dole earlier.
I didn't know we were hiring.
Me neither. I did hear a rumor, though, that Mr. Dole's planning for her to take over one of the princess roles.
Seriously?
But you're fine. You've been Sweet Pea for ages.
Not exactly reassuring. Princess roles are usually in their early 20s, which I am not.
Ava smiles.
Oh, I have to go.
She stands up.
Oh, Lacey.
I left my tiara in again.
I mean, it's cute.
Might give me more tips.
Lacey removes her tiara.
Bye.
Lacey glances at Kara as she walks out of the dressing room. Light glows from an apartment at nighttime. Inside, Lacey soaks her feet in a plastic tub. Her mom texts her a photo of herself with a man with short hair and a message which reads, Aloha from Hawaii. Enjoy your own adventures too. Lacey replies, Retirement looks good on you both. She puts down her phone and picks up her tablet.
Market researcher? You have a degree.
I have a BA in psychology, so, you know, my options are a little limited.
Don't you have credits, though, for your master's?
Credits do not a degree make, my little Red Riding Hood roomie. Ooh, good lasagna.
So, go back and get the rest of those credits. What's stopping you?
Time, money, most of all, lack of certainty with what I'll actually do with that degree.
Well, at least you still have Princess Sweet Pea.
Yeah, for now.
It's just a rumor. We don't know if Mr. Dole's planning to retire you.
But if it's not with Kira, let's face it, it's gonna be with someone else eventually. Mark was right about that.
Hey, we don't quote ex-boyfriends. It's unhealthy.
Yeah, but annoyingly, he had a point. I can't be a theme park princess forever. No, I'm gonna age out eventually, and then what? I don't want to be the evil queen or the wicked stepmother. I got in this job to make kids smile, not to scare them.
Ava smiles at Lacey.
You'll think of something. And hey, you're still the greatest Princess Sweet Pea of them all.
You're still gonna make me do the dishes, though, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
At the palace, the brown-haired man sits at the head of a long dining table. A young girl with light brown hair sits beside him.
Miss Daphne said your French tutor was very proud of the progress you've made.
Only because Miss Daphne has helped me study. What if I don't do as well when she's gone?
Your next governess will help you prepare, as Miss Daphne has done.
Does she have to leave?
Miss Daphne's getting married, darling. They're going to live in Italy.
I know. I'm going to miss her.
I know you will. You've got a great deal on your plate of late, haven't you?
The young girl closes her book.
I couldn't ride again yesterday. I tried, Papa, I truly did. But I got nervous.
Rizzy.
The brown-haired man closes his tablet.
Falling off a horse would make anyone nervous.
What if I can't ride for the Order of the Lily's procession? I'll be the first one in the family to fail that. Mama will be upset with me.
You let me worry about your grandmother. You've got a great many things to worry about as is.
I wish I was braver.
Well, I think you're quite brave.
But I don't feel brave. I read about prince and princesses and fairy tales, and they seem so much braver than I'll ever be.
Appearances can be deceiving. I'll bet if you were to talk with one of those princesses from the fairy tales, she'd tell you she gets nervous too.
The young girl narrows her eyes.
You don't believe me, I see. Then I shall have to prove it.
The brown-haired man drinks coffee.
We're going to America.
America?
Virginia, to be exact.
It's absurd, Henry.
It's already been arranged. The theme park is expecting us in 2 days, and we shall stay there for 2 days. Through Rose's birthday.
What of your responsibilities in Bella Moritz? There are meetings on the upcoming Order of the Lily, which you are scheduled to attend.
Nothing will be altered if I don't.
It's all about responsibility, Henry. Consistency. Showing up.
Showing up is all I do, Mother. I barely speak in those meetings and don't know my purpose for being in them most of the time, but I do know my purpose as Rose's sole parent, and she needs this. What with the pressure to ride it in the procession and the upcoming departure of Miss Daphne has hit her hard.
Is Rose all right?
She will be, but as I said, she needs this break before she returns to school.
Perhaps she shouldn't.
What?
Return to Ardmore Academy. Tradition has always been that the children of royalty are tutored here at the palace.
We've been over this. It was Colleen's fervent request that Rose be educated amongst her peers.
Which I respect, however, I'm concerned that she appears to be struggling.
She's nearly 9 years old and feels things more keenly than most children. Coupled with her growing royal duties and the losses she's already experienced, I think the last thing she should be is isolated. Hence our trip to America.
Henry's mother holds up her finger.
I need a moment, please.
Henry's mother hangs up her phone.
We shall continue this discussion on your return. When do you depart?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Henry's mother stares.
And what is the name of this theme park you plan to attend?
Emerald Parks, Once Upon a Time.
At Emerald Parks, Once Upon a Time, a roller coaster speeds along a track. People ride on a swing carousel. Inside Once Upon a Time Land, a sign reads, Princess Sweet Pea's Tea Party. Young girls wearing tiaras and pink dresses sit in a tea room with tea and cupcakes. Rose and Henry sit together.
Would you like a cake?
In a princess's bedroom, Lacey wears her sparkling pink gown and kisses a pea. Ava walks in.
Heads up, the stage manager says Prince Charming's car broke down, so he won't be here for the waltz.
Again? It's the third time this week. I'll have to grab someone from the crowd.
Henry looks up as a footman opens the bedroom doors. Lacey, as Princess Sweet Pea, hurries into the tea room and takes a deep bow.
Hello, children!
Hello!
I am ever so sorry to be late, but you see, I woke up with a terrible pain in my back. And do you know why? There was a pea under my mattress! Can you believe it? Well, I am ever so happy to see your smiling faces now. And I must ask, who would like to join me for a tea party?
Rose and all the other girls raise their hands.
Really?
Rose and Henry sip tea. Rose watches Lacey take a selfie with another girl.
She's so pretty, isn't she?
Yes.
Henry nods.
She is.
Oh, here she comes. She's coming.
Well, hello there. May I say, I love your attire.
It's like your dress.
I can see that. And what is your name, Princess?
I am Her Royal Highness, Princess Catarina Rose of Bella Moritz.
Just Rose. No need for titles.
Au contraire, every little girl deserves to be a princess. I am Princess Sweet Pea. It's a pleasure to meet you, Princess Rose.
Lacey curtsies.
Your tiara is very sparkly. So is mine, back home at my palace.
Oh, and what of the one on your head?
It's pretend. I can't wear my real one yet, because a princess shouldn't wear one until she's married.
Is that one of the rules at Bella Moritz?
It is. Isn't that right, Papa?
It is. Hmm. And are there royal rules in your kingdom?
There are. Well, the first is that you must read as many books as you can, because books help us all to learn and grow, which is very important. And the second is that a princess must find a reason to do what's right, even though there are times when it may be difficult.
I know.
Rose nods at Lacey.
And when those difficult times arise, princess, do you find you get nervous?
Oh, yes, I get nervous all the time.
You do?
Yes. But when I do, I've figured out a few tricks to help me. Would you like to hear about them? Well, first, I breathe in.
Lacey inhales deeply.
And out. And then I ask myself, what could be the reason for me being so nervous? Sometimes I talk it out with a loved one. But most of the times I realize that maybe I need to change my perspective on the situation so that the thing that I'm nervous about becomes an opportunity. And then I imagine the best possible scenario.
Henry smiles and looks at Rose.
When do you become brave?
That is being brave. Facing the thing that makes you scared and doing it anyhow? That's bravery. And I'm sure that you are a very brave girl, Princess Rose.
Lacey winks at Rose, then Rose smiles. Lacey stands at the front of the room.
Now, who would like to join me in dancing the royal waltz? Oh, all of you will come up!
The girls stand up.
Okay, and who would like to be my partner?
You should do, Papa. My papa will do it. He's so good at dancing.
Have you ever waltzed before?
Once or twice.
Perfect. Okay, perhaps you wouldn't mind coming up and helping me demonstrate the steps.
Right.
Rose smiles as Henry takes off his cap and walks toward Lacey. Lacey and Henry get into their starting position.
Lead on.
Actually, as the man, you would be the... Oh, okay, yeah.
Henry and Lacey begin to waltz, swaying to the music and stepping in a box formation. Rose smiles as she watches them. Henry twirls Lacey around.
We do know what you're doing.
Thank you for what you said to Rose. It was exactly what she needed to hear.
Good. I'm glad.
Henry gazes at Lacey. Rose watches them dance.
Bye! Goodbye, little princesses.
Rosie?
Rose runs to Lacey. Rose hugs Lacey, then she looks up at her.
Thank you so very much, Princess. I shall never forget today.
And nor will I, Princess Rose.
Rose smiles at Lacey and walks back to Henry. Henry smiles at her and then looks back at Lacey. Rose smiles and waves to Lacey as she and Henry leave. Outside, the bearded man waits.
How was the tea party?
Princess Sweet Pea told me I was brave.
Did she? That was nice of her.
Then Papa danced with her.
Aye. Now I wish I'd accompanied you into the room.
You were quite safe, thank you.
I'm less concerned for your safety than the opportunity missed to see you dance with Princess Sweet Pea.
Henry grins.
She's wonderful. Papa, maybe come back to see her tomorrow.
There's still the rest of the park left to see before we return home.
Rose lowers her head and nods sadly.
Well, as tomorrow is your birthday, perhaps we could find a compromise.
Henry smiles at Rose, then they walk away with the bearded man. At Bella Moritz, four flags fly at the top of the palace.
It is highly unusual.
Yes, you said that already, Mr. Veron.
And what are we to say to the Canadian tourism contingent when Prince Henry is not at our meeting tomorrow?
That he's in North America, doing research on tourism. Personally.
If I may say, Your Royal Majesty, it risks the appearance of poor form on the part of His Highness.
I'm quite aware. There is something else that you want to say?
It's really not my place, ma'am.
Mr. Veron, Lionel, you have been my most trusted advisor for 20 years, as was your father before. Speak with candor, or learn to better school your expressions.
Given your contemplation of your future as sovereign, I cannot help but note this as yet another example of Prince Henry's unreadiness to assume the crown any time soon. His lack of interest or even attention at the meetings he does attend is quite apparent to many.
Thank you for your candor.
The Queen purses her lips.
I shall keep it in mind.
Mom.
The Queen, Henry's mother, drinks tea. Mr. Varon leaves the room. At Ava and Lacey's apartment, Ava slices tomatoes.
You always get the fun guests. Mine drop terrible puns about being the big bad wolf, and I wind up having to call security.
Well, I'm not sure I'd call baseball cap dad fun, though he was easily the best guest dancer I've ever had. And he was really good with his daughter, too.
Oh, Princess Rose.
She was adorable.
You're so good with kids.
I do wonder what the difficult thing she's going through is.
That's the tricky part about what we do. We never get the full story.
Lacey nods.
Yeah.
Lacey has a serious expression. It is a new day at the theme park. People raise their hands in the air as they ride on a swaying boat ride. In an office building at the theme park, a gray-haired man wearing a suit walks along a corridor.
Lacey. Oh, good. You're in costume. I'm going to need you to come with me right away.
Oh, my tea party's about to start.
I've replaced you.
Replaced?
Just for the day. I've already instructed the signage be switched from Princess Sweet Pea to Little Bo Peep.
Am I in trouble?
No, not at all. In fact, I am counting on you to help me with a delicate situation with a high-profile VIP.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to need you to be their personal guide through the park for the day, take them on any rides and attractions, anything they want, but as Princess Sweet Pea.
Okay. Who is it?
The gray-haired man, Mr. Dole, ushers Lacey into an office.
Hello again.
Hello.
Princess Sweet Pea, it is my sincere pleasure to present their Royal Highnesses, the Crown Prince Henry Frederick Augustus Sabine and Princess Katrina Rose of Bella Maritz. Huh.
Lacey glances at Rose, who smiles.
It's a pleasure to formally meet you both.
Oh, no, please, you don't have to.
Okay.
I told you I was a princess.
Lacey nods.
So you did.
This is Ian, my head of security.
Mom.
Security.
This is a last-minute change in our itinerary, and I thank you both for your indulgence. You see, Rose here was quite taken with Princess Sweet Pea and was hoping to spend more time together for her birthday.
I'm 9 today.
And we are going to make that happen. Princess Sweet Pea is going to be your personal guide for the duration of your visit to Once Upon a Time. Because, after all, this...
Mr. Dole grins.
This...
is where fairy tales come true.
Lacey smiles. Lacey, as Princess Sweet Pea, waves.
How's your captor's guise working?
So much for our attempts at staying under the radar.
You were aware this would likely happen if we did this?
I know, but look how happy Rose is. I haven't seen a smile like this in far too long.
Shall I inform Her Majesty that your presence here is most likely uncovered?
No. Let the palace find out whenever it happens. I'm not concerned about a scandal surrounding our attendance at an American theme park.
Even with Princess Sweet Pea as our most able guide.
I'm fairly certain that's an anti-scandal.
Lacey stops in front of a carousel.
This is one of my favorite rides.
Rose furrows her brow and looks up at Henry.
Rose is afraid of horses. She had a bit of a fall a couple of months ago. It's shaken her.
Oh, I see. Well, I wouldn't want to do anything that would cause you to be afraid.
Rose frowns.
I know they're not real, but do horses scare you?
They used to, but then I realized, just like people, you just have to get to know them. When I was your age, I used to love riding. Anytime I was feeling sad, it would help me forget all my worries.
That sounds nice.
It was.
Lacey smiles at Rose, who stares thoughtfully.
Will you ride with me?
Of course. I'll be right by your side.
It's okay.
Lacey smiles at Henry as Rose takes her hand. They walk toward the carousel lineup. Henry glances at the bearded man, Ian.
All right, let's see.
Rose sits on a white horse, and Lacey sits on the horse beside her.
Oh, you're joining us?
Wouldn't miss it.
I wish you could be there when I arrive in the ceremony.
Well, if you get nervous, you can just close your eyes and think of me, and I'll be right there.
Henry sits on the horse behind Lacey.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Rose grips the handles.
You got this.
Rose smiles at Lacey, then gazes ahead. Lacey gives her an encouraging smile. Henry watches Lacey and then looks at Rose. The carousel begins to turn. Rose has a startled expression as her horse moves jerkily. Lacey grins at Rose, and Lacey's horse moves jerkily, too. Rose grins and looks at Lacey.
It's not so bad, right?
No.
Yeah.
I was thinking I could take Rose on the Swan Princess River cruise next, if that is acceptable to your Royal Highness.
Henry, please.
Okay, Henry.
May I ask you a question?
Of course.
What is your real name?
It's Lacey Pope.
Oh.
Although I'm not supposed to break character. My boss, Mr. Dole, is very serious about that role.
Your secret is safe with me. Your help with Rose the carousel was tremendous. She responds better to you than most people.
Oh, well, she's so easy. And I get it. Falling off of a horse is scary.
It is, but I suspect that's not the only reason.
Lacey shakes her head.
What else is it?
In a few weeks, my country has a grand procession known as the Order of the Lily. It's a ceremonial event which has been held once a year going back to the 15th century. After the procession, there's a grand ball at the castle.
Grand ball? The castle? Wow.
It's an event with great traditional resonance, and for sovereign children at least 9 years old, it marks the entry of their service to the realm.
9 years? That's so young.
That's part of the tradition. Conor II was the king who established the Order of the Lily.
So Rose is expected to ride in this procession?
That is the hope.
Can she just not?
Certainly. I'll not force my child to do anything that would cause her great fear.
Well, that's good. And how would that go over back home if she didn't?
Not well. In many regards.
Lacey nods.
So you think that Rose's fear of horses is tied to...
growing pressure from a great many angles to perform and do what is expected of her.
Mm.
She's so young.
Henry touches Lacey's hands.
Thank you for doing this.
Papa! They have orange cheese on their fries.
Oh, how disgusting. Let me try one.
Henry tastes a French fry.
Oh, not bad.
Two park employees bring a birthday cake to the table.
Rose, look.
Well, it's not a birthday without a cake.
Too true.
Make a wish before we cut it.
Rose closes her eyes. Later that day, Lacey, Rose, Henry, and Ian leave the park. Rose hugs Lacey.
I think this might be my favorite birthday ever. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for sharing it with me.
Lacey smiles and hugs Rose. Henry watches Lacey and Rose together, then Ian glances at him.
Are you about to be impulsive?
It's not impulsive, if I know I'm right.
So, yes.
Ian smiles.
Rose, Ian's going to take you to the car. I'd like a brief word in private with the princess, the taller one.
Lacey smiles and glances at Henry.
Mom.
Bye.
Henry looks at Lacey.
I have a proposition for you. No, not that kind. You have a way with Rose that goes beyond your princess persona. She likes you, Lacey.
I thank you.
She's also about to face a very difficult challenge in her very young life. And I believe it is a challenge with which you can be of assistance.
Me? How?
By helping prepare her to ride in the procession for the Order of the Lily. Help grow her confidence, as you did on the carousel.
I don't understand.
I'd like you to come to Bellamoritz.
Lacey raises her eyebrows and is open-mouthed.
Tell me you said yes.
I said yes after I made sure that all my shifts at the diner were covered, given that I'm going to be gone for so long.
3 weeks.
And you haven't had a real vacation in the 7 years since you've been working at the diner or the park. You're due.
It's true, though Henry is paying me.
How much?
Double what I would have made during the same time at both jobs.
Nice. And you get to stay in a palace and go to a ball like a real princess? You'll probably come back an even better princess, Sweet Pea. Or engage to a handsome duke.
Unless Mr. Dole uses my time away to have Kira take over as Princess Sweet Pea.
If he does, you can remind him you're his best connection to Bella Moritz.
He did give me one caveat. I have to go as Lacey Pope and not do anything that might connect me to Princess Sweet Pea.
Oh, right. So you don't break
the fourth wall for future guests.
Yeah.
Mr. Dole is such a weird stickler for that rule.
I know. Remember when he fired Scott for posting a photo of himself in his Jack and the Beanstalk costume?
Yes, that was awful. Though, who's going to know about Sweet Pea where you're going? Besides, the prince and his daughter... Wait, is there a wife princess or whatever?
No, so I did a Google deep dive last night. Turns out that Princess Colleen died of cancer 4 years ago.
That makes what you're doing for Rose even more important.
Yeah, it does.
So, what are you wearing to the ball?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that yet.
Time to visit the costume department.
Okay, you're scaring me.
Lacey drinks coffee. It is nighttime at the palace.
I'm so happy that Lacey's coming over. Thank you, Papa.
Of course. Hello, Mother.
Mamo.
Hello, my lovely Rosie.
Rose hugs the Queen.
Oh, now, tell me all about your adventure in America.
It was so fun and so lovely.
What was so lovely?
We went to Once Upon a Time Land in Emerald Park, and Princess Sweet Pea showed us around the whole park. I even rode a carousel. I was a bit afraid, even though the horses weren't real, but she helped me be brave.
Oh, how nice of Princess Sweet Pea.
She is nice. But her real name is Lacey Pope, which Papa said we should call her by when she's here.
The Queen looks at Henry.
I plan to tell you.
We are to have a guest.
We are.
When?
Tomorrow. Rosie, it's getting late. Why don't you get ready for bed?
Okay. Good night, Mama.
Oh, good night, my dear.
The Queen smiles at Rose, then she watches her leave the dining room.
I need you to take your responsibilities seriously.
What do you mean?
Well, last month you skipped the Commonwealth Ball entirely.
I had food poisoning.
But the month before that, you went off to the hunting lodges in the North Region at the exact time the Duke of Cairnmore was visiting.
It's a dreadful ball.
You've missed over a dozen meetings whilst you were away, and now I hear you've brought home someone from America.
Her name is Lacey, and I hired her to help Rose to overcome her fears in time to ride in the procession.
Is she an expert on horses?
No, but she does ride. And most important, Rose responds better to her than I've seen her respond to anyone in years. Even Miss Daphne.
Are you sure this is the correct course of action?
I am.
We shall discuss this later.
The Queen stares sternly at Henry as she gets out of her seat. At home, Lacey holds up a blue evening gown.
What do you think?
Oh, so pretty!
So crazy!
Crazy good! I can't believe it. This kind of stuff never happens to Red Riding Hood. All I get are the big bad wolves.
It's a first for Princess Sweet Pea, too.
I think it's just what you need.
How?
You've been in the same rut for such a long time. Maybe this'll shake things up a little.
The car's already here.
Oh.
Lacey grabs the wrong garment bag.
Okay. Got everything?
Yeah, okay.
Ava follows Lacey out of her room. The garment bag containing the blue evening gown hangs in the closet. In Bella Moritz, a plane lands on a runway. It is daytime at the palace. Henry dresses in his bedroom.
Henry, it's Ian.
Come in!
Henry turns around and faces Ian.
How do I look?
Why you ask me that question?
Very good point.
Miss Pope is here.
She is?
Henry looks in the mirror.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Now I know why you asked me that question.
Don't be ridiculous. She's here to help Rose, which is crucial.
How did Her Majesty take the news?
It's a work in progress.
Ian smiles to himself, then he follows Henry. Elsewhere in the palace, framed oil portraits hang on a wall. The library is decorated in warm brown and green hues. In a large formal drawing room, Lacey sets her denim jacket over one of her suitcase handles. Henry walks in.
Lacey?
Oh! Hi.
Hi. This is the first time I've seen you as you.
Oh, well, I wish I hadn't just gotten off of a 10-hour flight.
You look beautiful.
You don't look so bad yourself. Which I probably shouldn't say to a prince.
I won't tell. Marie, would you be kind enough to take Miss Pope's luggage to her room, please? Thank you.
Rose appears.
Lacey!
Hello! I can't believe you recognize me without my Princess Sweet Pea ball gown on.
Of course, you're even prettier as Lacey.
What? Thank you. What high praise.
This is Miss Daphne, my governess.
Hi. Pleasure to meet you, Miss Pope. I'm helping out with Rose while her nanny is on holiday.
Lacey, do you want to join me for supper? Cook is making grease to grin wee.
Frog's legs. Oh. But Rosie, why don't we let Lacey settle in first? She's had a long flight from Virginia.
I can ask Cook to leave you some if you'd like.
That is so thoughtful, but I ate on the plane ride over.
Okay.
Rosie, remember Lieutenant Collins will be here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at the paddocks.
Rose frowns at Henry.
He's a riding instructor for the Bellamy's Cavalry and has been working with Rose these past weeks.
Well, I look forward to meeting him and working with Rose.
Rose smiles.
In the meantime, Miss Daphne, would you be kind enough to accompany Rose to get her beloved frog's legs?
Of course, Your Highness. Bye.
Henry grins at Lacey.
She's so excited to see you.
I'm so excited to see her.
Henry!
Mother, this is Lacey Pope.
Your Majesty.
Lacey bows and curtsies.
Welcome to Bellamoritz, Miss Pope. Henry, I have a moment before I must leave for my lunch with Ambassador Barrington.
I'm terribly sorry. Marie, would you mind accompanying Miss Pope to her room, please? Thank you. I'll see you later.
See you.
Henry walks away with the Queen. Lacey looks around the room. Marie looks at Lacey.
Oh, hi, you're waiting for me.
To bring a woman whom you barely know here to the palace, it speaks to your judgment, Henry. It's poor form.
Ian did a background check.
What, before or after you invited her?
After, but it proved what I instinctively knew. She's a good person who has the potential to help Rose.
Yes, but Henry, there are
Mother,
better ways to...
Lacey will only be here for 3 weeks, through the Order of the Lily. We all agree how important it is for Rose to ride in the procession, for tradition, but also for her own self-confidence.
Yes, but we must not also coddle Rose, lest it lead to future challenges. Her role will not become easier as she grows older. As a member of royalty, it requires self-discipline, responsibility.
I believe she has those qualities.
Yes, well, that remains to be seen. We must also address her education. If we are to find her a proper tutor, we must begin the search at once.
I do not want Rose to be tutored. I want her to return to her school.
Yes, well, part of our condition is doing what we do not want to do because it is the correct course of action.
The Queen turns away.
All royals were tutored at this palace. I was, as were you.
Father wasn't.
Edward was not royal.
The Queen looks around.
We have our traditions to uphold. And I believe with the forthcoming departure of Miss Daphne, there is an opportunity to bring Rose back here, as she should have been, all along.
Mother, so little control over most things. My purpose in life, how I present to the world. I should at least have the final say on how my daughter is educated.
Is your life that bad?
No, of course not. I'm privileged, I know that, but sometimes I feel I serve the same purpose as decoration, brought out from time to time as needed and then put back on the shelf until the next event. At least with Rose, I can have a true impact.
All right then, well, let's consider this. Your judgment is this Lacey Pope can be the one to help Rose overcome her fears in time to ride in the Order of the Lily. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Fine. Well, if she succeeds, I will honour your wishes. And Rose will remain at Ardmore Academy.
And if she doesn't?
We will move her education into the palace with a tutor.
And you will consider my judgment flawed, which I suspect will influence your decision on abdication?
How could it not?
I agree to this.
And Henry, for all our sakes. I do hope Miss Pope succeeds.
The Queen walks out of the drawing room. Henry puts his hands in his pockets, then he closes his eyes and sighs.
How is it?
Like I walked into Bridgerton with a side of Outlander.
Nice. Have you met the Queen yet?
Briefly. I'm pretty sure I curtsied wrong if the look she gave me was any indication. Will you interact with her much?
Not sure. My job is to grow Rose's confidence and get her comfortable riding, so that makes me the help.
Did Henry treat you like the help?
No.
Lacey smiles.
Hold up, did you just blush?
What? No, you know I don't blush.
You kind of do if the person knows you well enough.
Okay, well, I was just thinking that Henry and Rose treat me like I'm more of a guest. Or at least they did yesterday, so we'll see how today goes.
Ooh, exciting!
Lacey nods and eats a strawberry. Later, Lacey walks into the formal drawing room and looks around. She notices Mr. Varan sitting on one of the couches, writing on a notepad.
Hi! Hello, I am a little bit lost. Can you tell me where the stables are?
And you are?
Oh, I'm Lacey Pope. I'm a guest of Henry and Rose's.
Prince Henry and Princess Rose.
Right. Yep.
From America.
Yes. Accent gave me away, huh?
Ah, indeed. You'll find the stables past the North Gardens.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Lacey looks around.
Sorry, which direction is that?
Traditionally, the North Gardens have always been maintained to the north.
Thank you. You don't have, like, a map of this place, do you? They're just really handy for big places like this, you know, castles, theme parks.
We do not, no.
Just something to think about.
I'll take it under advisement.
Lacey smiles at Mr. Varan, then she walks out of the room. Mr. Varan's smile fades as he watches her leave.
The high contracting parties establish among themselves a European Union, hereinafter called the Union.
In a meeting room, Henry rubs his eyes.
Hereinafter called the Union, on which the member states confer competences to attain objectives they have in common. This treaty marks a new stage in the process of creating an ever closer union among the peoples of Europe, in which decisions are taken as openly as possible and as close.
Sorry, I'm late. Got a little lost.
Yes, well, as I was saying, the Order of the Lily full procession will start at the palace and go through Glen Rhee.
That's the main part of Belmaritz, like Monte Carlo to Monaco.
Aye. After which we shall return to the palace. Fortunately, Belmaritz is not a large principality, so Princess Rose's journey will not be a long one on Chester here.
Rose, have you ridden Chester before?
She has. She took a wee spill a while ago, but it happens to the best of us.
Well, does Rose have to ride Chester for the procession?
Well, he is one of our best.
I'm sure he is, but perhaps there's another smaller horse, like that one.
Ah, Brownie. She's my own. She's a sweetheart.
Wonderful. Is she trained for ceremonial processions?
Aye. She's been through noise and movement trainings, but she's not officially in the cavalry.
Well, could she be? Just this once?
I suppose it would be possible.
Great. Rose, would you prefer to ride on a smaller horse?
Rose nods.
Would you like to say hello to Brownie, just to be sure?
Brownie eats hay.
Will you come with me?
Of course. I'll be right by your side.
Rose takes Lacey's hand, then they approach Brownie together. Miss Daphne shares a look with Lieutenant Collins.
Brownie it is.
Rose stands back and watches Lacey stroke Brownie.
Wanna try right here?
Rose pats Brownie.
Yeah.
Rose strokes Brownie's neck. Later, Henry descends the stone steps and walks toward the stables, where Lacey pets Brownie alone. Brownie continues to eat.
Over already?
Hi.
Hi.
Rose was brave enough to pet the horse, so no need to push her more on her first day. Aren't you supposed to be in a royal meeting?
I shall ignore those air quotes there. As I have you know, I've already been in three today, thank you. My next one's in 30 minutes. Fancy a tour of the palace?
After all, you showed me your kingdom. Seems only fair. I should do the same for you.
I would like that very much. As someone once said to me, lead on.
All right.
Henry and Lacey smile. Lacey and Henry play croquet.
Looks like you're a natural.
Looks like I am. So, what is the best part of being a prince, aside from living in a place like this?
The people of Belemeritz. The human connection, if you will. All too often, I feel as if I'm isolated from them.
Don't you ever go out and meet them, you know? Shake hands, kiss babies?
Occasionally shaking hands, never kissing babies. It's not how royalty operates here.
Oh, well, how does it operate? For those of us who only wear a pretend crown.
Royalty is to project an air of comfort for the people, which is created through distance and mystery. Aspirational.
Never known anyone who's been comforted from a distance. You know, that's actually why I'm always kneeling or sitting down when I'm with the children as Princess Sweet Pea to connect with them. Sorry, I'm sure it's, you know, completely different.
Connection is connection.
Can't you change how things are done?
I'd very much like to, but there are obstructions.
Like what?
Not what. Who? My mother, for one. She has a singular vision for the way in which royalty should behave, guided in no small part by her cadre of advisors.
Lacey furrows her brow.
What's a cadre?
In a meeting, Henry's seat at the table is empty. Mr. Varon checks the time on his pocket watch, then he looks at the Queen.
We really should get started, Mom.
The Queen glances at her wristwatch.
Let's proceed with the meeting.
Mr. Varon puts on his glasses.
Article 16. The Council shall, jointly with the European Parliament...
This is the portrait room.
Portrait room. I didn't know that was a thing.
That is King Conor.
Oh, the one who started the Order of the Lily?
The very one.
Do you all have to dress like that for the procession?
Not quite, though it is very fancy.
Well, if there's a ball afterwards, I guess it would have to be fancy.
It's where I honed my waltzing skills.
That's why you're so smooth.
Was I the best dad with whom you've danced?
Princess never tells.
Lacey looks up at a woman's portrait.
Who's that? Beautiful.
That is Colleen, my late wife. I'm sorry for Rose that she wouldn't have gotten to fully know her. Rose was 4 when Colleen passed.
Oh. Colleen wears a white gown.
Reminds me of when my mom got sick. I was right around Rose's age. My mom made it through, but it was one of the hardest times of my life.
Lacey nods.
Were those the sad times you mentioned to Rose at the carousel?
Yeah. My dad and I either spent our time riding or at the hospital, which is also when I met my first fairy tale princess.
How did that happen?
Well, the park has a program where cast members go to hospitals to visit children or those whose loved ones are going through difficulties. Just helps cheer them up, you know? And I remember them being so kind and generous. I remember this one Snow White, and she told me that even the saddest stories eventually had happy endings. Just had to have faith and hope.
Is that what inspired you to be a fairy tale princess at the park?
Yeah. Those characters were like these rays of sunshine when I needed them the most, and so I always wanted to be that for someone else if I could, which, as silly as it sounds, being Princess Sweet Pea has allowed me to do.
I can't imagine a better reason to be a princess.
Henry opens the library door, and Lacey enters.
Wow, your own library.
Henry closes the door.
I remembered one of your rules for being a princess is to read as many books as possible.
Reading helps us all learn and grow. I know where I'll be spending my free time. May I?
Please. Books are meant to be read. Sadly, not enough of these are. Sometimes I wish I could open this room to the public so they don't sit here, unused and unloved.
That's a great idea. Why don't you?
Mother would never go for it. My father once suggested opening parts of the palace to visitors, and she was not having it.
Why not? I've visited Buckingham Palace.
That is but one of many estates owned by the royals of Great Britain. Our estate here is our primary residence. The tradition has been to keep it private.
And how do you feel about that?
I believe in privacy for certain parts, but I don't see the harm in opening some of our doors.
I'm a bit more like my father in that, I suppose. He was the prince consort, neither born into royalty or the aristocracy.
What was he?
Henry glances around.
A pilot.
Lacey follows Henry, who picks up a framed photo.
My mother's pilot, to be exact. They fell in love when father was flying mother around the world. And while theirs was a happy marriage, Papa chafed at the restrictions he felt himself under.
Must have been hard on him.
Oh, he found his ways to rebel.
How?
We have a long-standing farmer's market in Glenree. Papa would put on disguises and go there to interact with the townspeople. I'd accompany him sometimes.
Were you wearing a disguise yourself?
Quite often, yes.
Do you still go to the farmer's market?
No, I stopped at 16 when my father passed. Didn't seem as interesting without him.
Henry walks away. Lacey stares thoughtfully at the photo, then she follows Henry. On another day at the palace, Lacey sits at a small table in her room, sipping tea. She notices a vase of fresh flowers on her breakfast tray. She gazes at the flowers and reaches toward them. Lacey furrows her brow and glances at an urn in the corner of the room filled with bright yellow and blue flowers. She sets down her teacup, walks towards the urn, takes two stems of greenery, and twists them together. Lacey examines the greenery thoughtfully. Later, at the stables, she stands beside Brownie, who wears a blue and yellow flower necklace.
Okay, what do you think?
Where are the Colonel and Miss Daphne?
I told them not to come. I just wanted it to be me and you.
You know, I was thinking about how brave you were the day that you rode the horses on the carousel. Then I remembered how colorful those horses were, so I made a necklace.
She looks pretty like that.
Lacey smiles.
Are you feeling a lot of pressure?
Rose nods.
You know, your dad told me that he would never force you to do anything that would make you fearful. You're the most important thing to him. And if that means that you don't want to ride in the procession, then you don't have to.
But you came all the way here to help me.
And if helping you means letting you know that you don't have to ride, then I've done my job. The important thing is that you feel safe.
I felt safe on the carousel with you.
Good.
Rose has a thoughtful look.
What if I sat in the saddle and you held onto the reins and we didn't go anywhere?
I think that's a great idea.
Rose walks toward a mounting block at Brownie's side, then she climbs up toward Brownie.
Grab it right there. Yep. Nice. How do you feel?
A little scared, but not as much.
Lacey nods.
I like Brownie more than Chester.
Good. Do you feel safe?
Maybe we could walk around the stables, if you lead.
Of course. We'll go really slow and remember I'm right here. All right. Come on, Brownie.
Lacey leads Brownie and Rose. The queen walks toward the stables, wearing a light wool coat. She stands with her hands in her pockets and watches Lacey work with Brownie and Rose. The queen smiles and shakes her head. At night, Lacey looks at her phone.
Do you think Rose will ride in the procession?
I honestly don't know. We're still several days out and she's making progress, but will it be enough?
Oh, I hope she does. I'm invested.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, did I just see a Princess Sweet Pea in the background?
Oh, yeah. It's Kira. She just started substituting for you in the tea room. But she swears it's only until you get back.
Should I be worried?
I'm not sure yet, but I've got my eyes peeled for you.
Lacey furrows her brow and stares at her phone. On another day at the palace, topiary trees adorn the manicured gardens on the palace grounds. Lacey carries a book into the library and places it on a stack atop a hutch. The queen walks into the room, holding a book.
So you're the one?
Lacey is open-mouthed.
Your Highness.
Lacey curtsies awkwardly.
For the sake of brevity, you needn't curtsy so formally. A simple nod will suffice.
Gotcha. That's just how I was taught. Though usually it's everyone else curtsying at me.
Is that so?
It's just my day job.
The queen nods.
What book did you return?
Oh, that was The Scarlet Feather by Maeve Binchy.
Binchy.
Maeve Binchy.
Binchy.
Did you like it?
Lacey nods.
Yes.
Firefly Summer's my favorite of hers.
Well, that sounds great. Is that's also here?
Well, of course it's here. Where else would it be?
Yeah, I don't know. Of course it is. Well, I will have to add that to my list, which is very long because I am a reader, just like you.
The queen stares at Lacey.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to skedaddle now. That means leave.
I know what it means. It's an old word. Surprised you use it.
Oh, I got it from my dad. Okay, well, yeah, thank you, Your Highness, Your Royal Highness, Majesty. Bye.
Lacey leaves the library.
Odd girl.
In the meeting room, a meeting ends.
Your Highness, a word, if you please.
Mr. Varan looks around as attendees leave the room.
As regards the Order of the Lily and the Princess, has it yet been decided whether Princess Rose will be riding alongside you in the cavalry guards, or will she continue to ride with Her Majesty in the royal carriage?
The plan is for the princess to ride, and if for any reason she does not, Princess Rose will join her grandmother in the carriage.
It would be better to determine that now. The carriage holds a limited number of people. Aside from the Queen and myself, there are only two spaces reserved for those involved in the investiture ceremony.
Then I'm sure you wouldn't mind giving up your place to walk behind the carriage with the rest of the procession.
Henry tucks in his chair and walks out of the meeting room. Mr. Varan frowns.
Walk.
Henry walks outside, where Rose and Lacey are having a picnic.
What's this?
Lacey said we could have a picnic tea party since I rode all by myself today.
You did?
Around the paddocks.
Twice.
That is wonderful news to hear. Any chance I might join this picnic tea party?
Rose nods.
What have you got in here?
Oh, you're about to find out.
Outside, Mr. Varan walks down the steps, carrying his briefcase. He pulls out his phone and furrows his brow at a photo of Lacey as Princess Sweet Pea, sitting with Henry at the theme park.
Am I correct that this is the same woman who is staying at the palace?
It is. Miss Pope is staying in the upper ward.
Rumor has it Prince Henry brought her over here to help Princess Rose's preparations for the procession.
To overcome her fear of horses, yes.
Mr. Varan shrugs.
There was no one in Belmoritz who could assist with this.
Apparently not.
Mr. Varan looks around.
Out with it.
Well, forgive me, Your Majesty, but based on the image you see here before you, these are two people who quite clearly have a romantic connection, one which I very much doubt the people of Belmoritz would support.
We do not know that to be true.
That the people would not support the heir to the throne dating an American, or that Prince Henry and this Miss Pope quite clearly have a romantic connection.
Well, both are pure speculation, based on an image captured in an instant by some theme park guest.
Which only through blind fortune has not been widely published.
True.
But if they were to be photographed together again, tongues will wag.
I will speak to Henry. Send me the picture, please.
Mom.
Mr. Varan looks at his phone and smirks.
It's like a Mary Poppins picnic basket. What else is in here?
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure. The cook packed it for us.
I asked her to make cucumber mint sandwiches. They're my favorite.
Better than frog's legs.
Well, some of my favorite parties have been tea parties. Pinky's out.
Is that a thing?
Every kingdom has its rules.
Right.
Lacey and Henry drink tea.
I was thinking about our conversation.
Which one?
About connection and how no one could be comforted from a distance. I'd like to go into Glenree for a walkabout. Perhaps you'd like to come with me?
I'd love to. I haven't been yet.
Fantastic.
Mamo!
What do we have here?
We're having a tea party. Pinky's out.
Rose rode Brownie solo, so we're celebrating.
Did you know Lacey has tea parties at her castle?
It's part of my show.
And waltzing. Papa and Lacey waltz together.
Also part of your show?
Sometimes.
Would you like some tea?
No, thank you. And Rose, I'm so proud of you for your accomplishment today.
Thank you.
Henry, might I have a word with you in my office? There's something we need to discuss.
I shall send someone to help you carry this back to the palace.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
In the Queen's office, Henry looks at the photo.
Where did you get this?
Mr. Verrall has deep contacts with the press. They alerted him.
It hasn't been published.
No, there are all pull strings. But I suspect the reprieve is temporary.
Let them publish it. We've done nothing wrong.
Henry, not as simple as that. Lacey is the first woman you have been photographed with in years, and now she's in Bellamaritz.
To help Rose.
Well, that photo implies otherwise, right or wrong. And there no doubt will be other photographs once they learn that she is in the palace.
I'm sure there will be. But I'm not going to run away from Lacey's presence on the basis of what others might think, and I'm not going to send her home.
I did not suggest that. Nor would I. She has done wonders for Rose. I do see that.
You do?
Yes. But you invite gossip, Henry.
That there's gossip whether I date or don't date.
Oh, so you are dating, Miss Pope?
I didn't say that.
Well, you didn't deny it either. Consider taking Lady Sophia out for dinner.
Absolutely.
Only to be photographed. It will redirect the press away from Lacey until she returns to America.
Absolutely not. And if anyone wants to comment on Lacey, we should tell them the truth, that she is here to help. That is all.
The Queen purses her lips as Henry walks out of the office. She sighs and makes a phone call.
Lady Sophia.
Speaking.
It's Queen Eloise.
Your Majesty.
It is a sunny day in Glenree, a seaside town surrounded by a patchwork of farmland. At the farmer's market, a vendor shows a jar of honey to a customer. A woman purchases flowers. Another vendor smiles at a customer.
Does the disguise really work here?
We'll find out. It's definitely better than the mustache I tried once.
Not your look?
Decidedly not.
Your country is so adorable. I feel like I'm in a... Don't laugh at this, but I feel like I'm in a fairy tale.
When I get to see it through the eyes of someone for whom this is all new, I remember how fortunate I am to call Bellamaritz my home.
And the connection you mentioned?
That's what I've been lacking, I think. I hadn't been able to articulate it until we had our conversation, but I haven't felt truly connected to Bellamaritz in quite some time.
And how would that change once you're a king?
You know, no one's ever asked me that before.
Henry has a thoughtful look.
I think I'd like to open things up more. Both the palace to the people and the principality to the world. Bellamaritz tends to be overlooked because we're small.
Oh, but your country is so beautiful. I mean, I am giving it 5 stars.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. And if I may say, I'm... very glad you're here.
Well, I'm glad I'm here too.
Henry smiles at Lacey, who smiles shyly. People chat with a bread vendor in the market, and a customer buys lemons. Lacey carries 2 cups of ice cream to Henry, sitting on a bench.
Ice cream?
Thanks. I pay, but I haven't got a wallet.
Likely story.
Rose would be most jealous she couldn't come with us and get ice cream.
Oh, I know. I think she'd look so cute with a little ice cream mustache.
Henry laughs.
Make me laugh. How are you not taken? That's presumptuous of me.
No, I'm not dating anybody. I mean, I was until a few months ago. We broke up because he didn't like me playing Princess Sweet Pea. He thought it was embarrassing.
What's to be embarrassed about? You bring joy to so many people.
Thanks, but... look, I know it's not a real career. It's just something I fell into while I was waiting to do my master's program.
In what field?
Psychology. Yeah, I've always been interested in what makes people tick and feel. So I earned my bachelor's, and then I didn't get into the master's program I wanted, so that meant that I had to pay back my student loans, which meant that I needed a job.
And thus Princess Sweepy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it pays well, it has full benefits, but most of all, I just loved working with the kids.
But it isn't ultimately what you want to do.
You know, it's more that I can't be a theme park princess forever. There's an age limit, so I have to figure out what my next step will be.
Lacey, You possess intelligence, empathy, and kindness. Those are great qualities that will take you as far as you wish to go. And in terms of next steps, well,
you could always stay in Bellamoritz until you determine what that is. I know Rose would be ecstatic.
And how would you feel about that?
Oh, look, it's the prince.
People grab their phones and surround Henry and Lacey.
It's all right. Hello, everyone. It's all right. Hi, everyone. Hi. Hello.
Okay, we don't,
lovely
Mom,
to see you all.
A prince, all right? If you wish to greet or to take a photo with His Royal Highness, please form a line and wait your turn. Understood? Okay, well start with you.
Okay, that was very impressive. Hi.
Lacey stands aside.
Thanks. Hi, everyone. Nice to see you. There we are. Hi. What's your name?
Alana.
Alana. It's a lovely name.
Later, in an SUV.
That was exhilarating. Is that what it's like for you when you host an event at the park?
My events are much less chaotic.
This was productive, too. When the Order of the Lily is over, I'm going to work to implement some of the changes we discussed. I had no idea there was so much interest to tour the palace. We should have opened it up long ago.
I'm so glad it was productive. You sure did get your photo taken a lot.
We both did. Which I should tell you, it's not the first time.
What do you mean?
Someone took a photo of us at Once Upon a Time.
Lacey furrows her brow.
When I was in costume?
Yes, there's a chance it could hit the media.
But with me is Princess Sweet Pea, not Lacey Pope, right?
Possibly both.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Mr. Dole has this policy where no cast member can be linked to the character that they play. That's why we don't have any photos of ourselves in costume on our social media. It's to create the illusion that the characters are real.
I see. I'm so sorry.
Lacey frowns.
Do you really think they'll publish the photo?
No. And there may be a way to see that they don't.
Henry looks at Lacey, then he picks up his phone and makes a call.
Hello, dear.
I've reconsidered your suggestion about dinner with Sophia.
Excellent. Your reservation is for tomorrow evening at Maestral.
You already made the reservation?
One should always prepare for every scenario.
Henry holds the phone to his ear.
Bye.
What was that about?
Henry sighs. It is evening at the palace, and a soft light glows from the windows. The SUV travels down a dark road. Ian is at the wheel, while Henry scowls in the front passenger seat. Ian glances at him.
If I may, you look like you did when you were forced to eat frogs' legs as a child. Are you sure you want to go on this date?
It's not a date. It's merely dinner with a woman whom my mother and her advisors deem acceptable for me.
Unlike a certain American.
Henry stares ahead.
Henry, it's been a long time since I've seen you look at a woman the way you look at Lacey. I'd hate to see you run from that.
I'm not running from anything. I'm doing this for Lacey, to deflect attention from her.
Henry sighs and purses his lips.
Does she know that?
Henry furrows his brow and looks at Ian, then he glances out the window. In the library, Lacey sits on a couch and reads a book. Henry appears in the doorway.
Lacey.
Hi.
Hi. I was just coming to say goodnight to Rose.
Oh, she's fast asleep.
Did you have a slumber party?
We did. We built a fort out of pillows and we ate lots of ice cream.
Good.
How was your dinner?
Fine. Lady Sophia has always been a charming dinner companion, though we did end early so she could catch a flight for her ski vacation with her boyfriend.
Boyfriend? Why did she go out to dinner with you then?
For the same reason I had dinner with her, to appease others. Her boyfriend is a ski instructor, and her parents don't approve because he's not of their station.
Lacey nods her head.
It occurs to me, when I gave you the tour of the palace the other day, I failed to show you my favorite place.
Henry holds out his hand to Lacey. She looks at him and smiles. Outside, string lights glow.
I used to come here all the time when I was younger.
drove Mum mad when she couldn't find me. But it was a place that felt like mine. I still tried to sneak away if I'm able.
I can see why.
Lacey faces Henry.
Thanks for sharing this with me.
Henry gazes at Lacey.
You know, Lacey, when I was out tonight, you were all I could think about.
Lacey gazes into Henry's eyes and smiles. They move toward each other, and then Henry cups Lacey's face in his hands, and they kiss each other tenderly. It is the day of the Order of the Lily. Members of the cavalry wear blue and white uniforms.
Rose, I promise you'll be absolutely fine. There is nothing to worry about.
Rose!
At the stables, Rose wears a cavalry tunic with gold braid. She hugs Lacey.
Are you ready?
Rose shakes her head.
Will you ride with me?
I'm not in the cavalry, honey.
Please, like with the carousel.
Lacey smiles and glances at Miss Daphne. A female member of the cavalry walks by.
Excuse me. We're going to need you to give us your uniform. And your horse.
The cavalry member stares at Miss Daphne. Lacey smiles. The procession assembles. Mr. Varan walks toward the carriage wearing dress uniform.
The procession will commence presently, ma'am.
And is Rose joining us in the carriage? Or is she riding in the procession?
Mr. Varan looks around as Henry arrives on horseback in dress uniform.
Your Highness, shall Princess Rose be joining us in the carriage this morning?
Mr. Varan frowns as Rose and Lacey arrive on horseback. Lacey dons the uniform, while the Queen, seated inside the carriage, wears a crown and a velvet cape. She gazes at Rose and smiles, and Rose smiles back at Lacey.
I'll be right next to you.
I'm so proud of you, Rose.
Thank you, Papa.
Henry's horse shakes its head. Henry nods at Mr. Varan, then Mr. Varan nods back and climbs into the carriage. During the procession, Rose and Lacey share a smile. People line the street and wave red and blue flags. They grin and cheer as the procession passes by. The Queen rides in the carriage, smiling and nodding at the people lining the street. The Queen grins as she waves to everyone. Henry, Lacey, and Rose ride their horses together. After the procession, guests gather on the palace grounds. Three women sip champagne. Servers carry trays. Lacey looks around. Henry smiles as he approaches her.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
You make an impressive cavalry guard.
Oh, this old thing? Wait to see my ball gown.
I'm looking forward to it. Where's Rose?
She's resting. It's been a really big day for her.
Yes, it was. Well, I have to go and greet some dignitaries.
Of course, yeah. Go do your prince thing.
All right.
Henry walks away.
That was quite a trick you managed.
Trick?
Riding alongside Rose and Henry at the procession.
With all due respect, it wasn't a trick. I was just trying to comfort a nervous little girl.
It worked. To great success. We shall talk more later, Miss Pope.
Lacey smiles and bows her head to the Queen. The Queen walks away.
It was a trick, though, was it not? A way for you to curry favor with the prince and his family.
Who are you?
I am Lionel Varan, Privy Counselor to the Queen. And as such, I sincerely hope you appreciate it when I say that we thank you for all that you have done to help Princess Rose through this momentous period in her life. And that now it is time for you to go.
Well, actually, I have a ball to attend.
Lacey smiles.
And then you'll dance with the prince, fall in love. You can't seriously believe that's going to happen.
I never said I did.
Good. Because this is real life, Miss Pope. Not a fairy tale. Realistically, were the prince to form an attachment to an American theme park princess, why, it should bring ridicule onto the entire palace. The Queen would be forced to abdicate out of embarrassment, and Prince Henry would never be taken seriously as king. And I don't think you want that.
Lacey frowns.
I want what's best for Henry and Rose.
If you truly believe that, you should leave here at once.
Mr. Varan glares at Lacey and walks away. Lacey frowns and glances at him before leaving. A few feet away, Miss Daphne furrows her brow and looks in Lacey's direction. Inside the palace, Lacey walks into her room and closes the door. Lacey stands in the entrance to her room and looks around. She walks to the closet and opens the door. She takes out her garment bag and closes the door. Lacey sets the garment bag on her bed and unfastens the zipper. Inside the bag is Lacey's princess sweet pea dress.
What? No.
Lacey walks around the bed and picks up her phone from the nightstand. Lacey looks at the photo of her with Henry at the theme park.
Hello, Mr. Dole.
Lacey, I'm sure you know why I'm calling.
Yes, I've just seen the photos naming me.
You're aware of how I feel about the situation. I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go.
Yes, I know the rules and I understand your policy. It was wonderful to be able to play Princess Sweet Pea for as long as I did.
And you'll return the dress?
I'll return the dress when I get home.
Good.
Lacey ends the call and stares ahead sadly. She then opens a drawer and takes out a few sheets of gold-edged notepaper and a pen. Lacey places the notepaper on the bed and begins writing a letter. Later, dressed in regular clothes with her suitcases beside her, she holds out two envelopes to Miss Daphne.
Will you make sure Prince Henry and Princess Rose get those when the ceremony's over?
Aren't you going to attend?
Lacey shakes her head.
No. I'm going home.
Lacey nods. A taxi drives away from the palace. Lacey sits in the back passenger seat, gazing at the palace. The sky is overcast, and a gentle breeze blows the palace flags. Later, Henry reads Lacey's letter.
Where is Lacey now?
She took a taxi from the palace several hours ago.
What could have caused this? Everything went so well. Daphne, do you know something?
I do not wish to speak ill.
You have our full protection.
After the procession, Miss Lacey had a talk with Mr. Varen, who warned Miss Pope to leave.
What?
Go on.
Miss Pope didn't want to leave, but he said if she and Prince Henry ever dated, it would bring scandal to the palace.
Is that it? Thank you, Daphne. Your confidence is safe.
Daphne bows her head, then she walks away. Henry looks at the Queen.
This goes too far. I recognize that with the position of my birth comes certain responsibilities. And despite what you may think, I do approach those responsibilities with great care. But I draw the line at this.
Henry.
No, Mother. I know all too well that you have doubts about my judgment and that influences your decision on your own life, which I understand. But who I give my heart to is ultimately up to me.
And have you?
What?
Given your heart.
I've made no declaration. Yet.
Henry, my dear son. As a father, I believe you will understand me when I say the greatest joy a parent can give is that their child be happy, no matter their age. So as per our agreement, I will not press Rose to be tutored at the palace.
Thank you, Mother.
And as for your judgment, I've come to realize, while quick, it can be better than mine own or that of my advisors. And if you lead with your heart and you show Bellamoritz the same care with which you have shown to Rose, then I know that the country will be in safe hands.
I will. I promise.
I believe you. And so, it is time to hand the torch on to new generations with new ideas. To you.
Are you certain?
I am, for so many reasons. And I fear I have been too harsh at times. And for that, I am sorry. You were correct to bring Lacey here. It was the right thing for Rose. And I suspect for yourself?
I think she could be someone special for me.
Well then, we have work to do. if in the parlance of fairy tales you will, go get the girl.
The queen smiles at Henry, who nods. She clasps her hands together as he leaves. At twilight, a warm light glows from Lacey's apartment. She sits on the couch and takes a bite of a cookie as she reads a book. She sets the cookie down and turns the page. Lacey reaches behind her to grab her phone. She stares at the screen, declines a call from Henry, and sends it to voicemail. Lacey sets her phone aside. Ava walks in.
You okay?
Lacey nods.
You don't look okay.
I miss them. Both of them.
Well, at least you've been busy. You think being fired from your sort of dream job would free up your schedule, but I've barely seen you.
I've been very busy applying for master's programs. There's one good thing that's come out of everything. It's that I'm finally focused on school again, because I know the area that I want to focus on.
That's big. Don't keep a girl in suspense.
I'm going to do children's therapy with an emphasis on equine assistance.
Horses.
Yeah, working with Rose reminded me of how much riding helped me as a kid when I was going through hard times.
That and fairy princesses.
Yeah. I'm going to miss that. Miss seeing how happy the kids get.
It's not fair. Mr. Dole should have made an exception. It's not your fault you ended up in the gossip sites.
I know, but his park, his rules. Besides, we both know that he was just looking for a reason to transition to a new Princess Sweet Pea. Speaking of which, how is Kira?
Honestly, she's really nice.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well, that's good.
You're still the best Princess Sweet Pea of them all.
Well, I should hope so. But seriously, nice is very important, especially if you're playing a fairy tale princess.
Lacey glances at her book.
Do you want me to take those dresses back for you?
No, I think I need the closure of doing it myself.
Ava nods and walks into the kitchen. Lacey looks around thoughtfully and then gazes at the two garment bags draped over a chair. Lacey gazes ahead, looking deep in thought. She tilts her head. On another day at the theme park, people stroll along a boardwalk overlooking the water. In the office building, Lacey arrives and walks down the corridor. She glances around wistfully as she approaches the dressing room.
Don't turn in that dress!
Mr. Dole.
Ava said you would be here.
Just returning my dresses.
Is there any way I can convince you to do one more show right now? I'm begging.
You fired me.
Thus the begging. Look, Kira called in sick, and I have no other options for the next performance.
It's not very good begging.
And you are, without question, the best Princess Sweet Pea that has ever crossed the Once Upon a Time threshold.
That's better, but no.
No?
It's time for me to put fairy tales to rest and enter the real world. But thank you for asking.
Well, we'll have to cancel the next performance, and there's a child waiting. She won't leave. Apparently, she really, really loves Princess Sweet Pea.
Lacey has a thoughtful expression.
Just this once.
Lacey breathes deeply.
Just this once.
Lacey smiles and nods, then she walks into the dressing room.
This is your last time as Princess Sweet Pea.
I know, but I'm ready.
Lacey stands in the princess's bedroom and kisses the pea. The footman opens the door, and Lacey quickly hurries into the tea room.
Where is everyone?
Lacey looks around and furrows her brow.
Lacey!
Rose!
Rose and Lacey hug each other.
I'm sorry I didn't say goodbye to you in person.
That's okay. I got your note, and Papa said we would visit you.
Rose and Lacey hold hands. Henry walks into the room.
Hello. Got your note. Hey. Tried to call you.
I know. I was afraid to tell you that I was leaving.
Afraid?
That I wouldn't have the courage to go if I saw you again.
Did you want to go?
No. I've missed you both so much.
We... I... have missed you as well.
Lacey smiles.
My apologies for your conversation with Mr. Varon. His statements to you were out of line and wholly untrue.
It wasn't just him. I felt...
What?
Unworthy.
It is I who am unworthy of you. Though that won't stop me from hoping.
Ava tiptoes into the room.
Hoping what?
Henry looks at Ava, who puts a record on a record player.
That you will do me the honor of dancing with me.
Lacey beams and takes Henry's hand.
Wait a second. I'll be right back.
Lacey lifts the hem of her dress and runs into the princess's bedroom. Rose returns and stands beside Henry.
Where do you think she's going?
Redoing her grand entrance.
Oh. Hello. My name's Ian.
Ava.
Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Ava, dressed as Little Red Riding Hood, smiles at Ian. They look away from each other but glance back again. Lacey reappears wearing a blue evening gown.
I wanted to dance with you as Lacey. Do you know how to dance?
I shall always do my best for you.
Henry smiles at Lacey.
Then lead on.
Lacey and Henry begin to waltz. Ava smiles at Rose, who stands between her and Ian. Henry and Lacey keep dancing. Henry twirls Lacey around, and then they do a box step together. Text reads, 6 months later, on the palace grounds.
You're being so mysterious. What is going on?
I have no idea, my dear.
There's a surprise for you.
Lacey looks toward the palace. Rose rides on a white horse.
What is this?
Our family are known for their surprises.
Rose runs toward Lacey.
Great Uncle Will sent him.
He's one of Triscus's sons.
He's beautiful. But Rose already has a horse.
He's for you.
For me? What's the occasion?
As part of your children's therapy program. And hopefully...
Henry gets down on one knee and holds out a ring box.
As an engagement present.
Lacey gazes at Henry. Rose grins.
Lacey Kendra Pope. My love for you began with our first dance and has only grown since. Your kindness, strength, and so much joy. And I'm fortunate to have earned your favor.
Lacey smiles at Henry.
Will you please be my forever princess?
Yes. Yes.
Henry grins at Lacey. Rose and the Queen stand with their arms wrapped around each other. The Queen smiles warmly as Henry slides the ring onto Lacey's finger. He stands up and kisses Lacey. Lacey, Henry, Rose, and the Queen embrace. Text reads, happily ever after. End credits. Cast, Lacey Pope, Nicole Sakura, Henry Frederick Augustus Sabine, William Moseley, Princess Katrina Rose Sabine, Francesca Europa, Queen Eloise, Emily Swain, Ian, Stephen Mullen, Ava Lee, Sophia Adlee. Copyright 2024 Hallmark Media Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Logos, Lighthouse Pictures, Inc. Treehouse Media, Hallmark Media. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.